Crawford.
Extra police officers will be out in Champaign's campus town Friday night, even though police have not verified the seriousness of a threat left in a U of I library 3 weeks ago. The threat warned of a shooting in campus town on Halloween. Today, investigators revealed a few more details of the note. Lieutenant Roy Akery says they want to see if anyone recognizes the writer's style, including a mistake in the note.
Things like the .22 caliber instead of the .22, it was .22. That's the type of information that we're looking for from the public. Maybe they will recognize that type of verbiage.
The writer of the note made reference to a shot fired into a car window at a movie theater not long before the note was found in a men's room at the undergraduate library. And it mentioned firing a second shot on Green Street this upcoming Friday night. Without many leads on the origin of the note, police planned to beef up security in and around campus town that night. Besides Halloween night, it's also the night before Dad's Day and a home football game. Akery says police recommend that people who plan to wear costumes to campus town parties not carry fake weapons. Indiana State Senator Richard Young of Milltown says he will not seek another term as the Senate's Democratic leader. Senate Democrats first elected Young as leader of their caucus in 1996, and he's held the post for 12 years. He says that's been an honor, but the caucus needs to embrace the new era of change in the country and in Indiana. Young says he'll keep his elected position representing Senate District 47 in southern Indiana. He does not face re-election this year. Democrats are now outnumbered by Republicans in the Indiana Senate, 33-17. They'll pick a new leader after Tuesday's general election. Assistant Minority Leader Vi Simpson of Ellettsville says she'll seek the top caucus post if she's reelected to her District 40 seat on Tuesday. A former Republican Illinois senator says the Obama effect will prevent any natural backlash against Democrats when state legislators are elected next week. Rick Winkle, who served with Barack Obama in the Illinois Senate, says the presidential candidate will suppress any anger voters have with the dysfunctional nature of politics in Springfield, where Democrats hold a majority in both the House and Senate. Because of Obama and efforts to distance themselves from Governor Rob Blagojevich, Winkle expects Democrats to gain more seats in the House and Senate. He says Obama's efforts to work with Republicans don't hurt either.
He did reach across the aisle with Kirk Dillard and others on ethics and death penalty legislation. Worked very well, very charismatic in his approach, collegial, kind of the cool guy that he portrays. And Kirk Dillard, who at the time was the DuPage County Republican Central Committee chairman, actually cut an ad for Barack Obama in the primary in Iowa. Now that's pretty interesting, I think.
Winkle uses words like cautious and intellectual to describe Obama from their time together in Springfield. Based on that experience, if Obama wins, Winkle expects universal health care to be the centerpiece of an Obama presidency. Winkle is now a senior fellow with the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs. He spoke today in a panel of experts concerning the presidential race. It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
And now here's Mike Solo with weather.
Thank you, Jim. It's 55 degrees on Friends Plaza. Again, Willard Airport at the top of the hour is at 56, and it is a little bit milder across the two-state area today. Right now we have temperatures that are only as cool as the middle 40s across northern Indiana, where a few clouds are drifting through the skies as the core of the cold air that has settled upon the western sections of the Great Lakes in the Midwest. That's pushing off a little further to the east now. The radar showing a little bit of light snow or mixed precipitation stretching all the way from extreme eastern Ohio all the way to portions of Maine. So a good portion of the eastern Great Lakes and even northern stretches of the mid-Atlantic states looking at cold rain or mixed rain and snow, or even a little bit of snow in the higher elevations. And they have had some power outages out east because of some heavy snowfall over the last 24 hours. And again, the Major League Baseball World Series, still going to try and get that game in tonight in the Philadelphia area. They may have some cold conditions, but it looks like the precipitation should not be a problem for them. And no precipitation in our forecast for the next several days. A clear sky in Champaign-Urbana tonight, the low 33. A light variable wind becoming southeast to southerly. And tomorrow, 8 to 16 mile per hour winds out of the south to southeast, a high up to 64. Clear tomorrow night, the low 44. Sunny on Friday, the high 68. Clear Friday night, the low 42. And another sunny day on Saturday with a high temperature right around 64 degrees. Again, it's 55 on Friends Plaza, 56 at Willard Airport. At 4:35, I'm Mike Zola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 36 years. It's the longest time a prisoner has ever served in solitary confinement in modern American history. This week we've been exploring how that became the fate of two men. They were convicted of killing a prison guard in 1972. But there are simmering questions about their guilt. NPR's Laura Sullivan has our final story from Louisiana's Angola prison.
Angola is...